Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, y'all. What's going on out there your way? We want to say good morning. It's morning somewhere. Good evening. Good afternoon. Good night. Wow. This is a great show today that you're going to be hearing. In the next couple of minutes, we're starting right now. But to start off, welcome here, y'all. We're live now on the Angels of Melody International radio station with your girl, Miss Angel on deck. Yes, Miss Angel on deck. And I know a lot of y'all are probably saying, wow, you know, we haven't heard you on a Saturday in a minute. Well, today is a special occasion. We know that this is the weekend of Mother's Day. We're celebrating the Mother's Day weekend. It's officially tomorrow. But y'all know how we do it. We start on Friday, and then we do it in on Saturday up until the day. And so we just want to say blessings and hello to everybody that is tuned in right now, those of you in here in the USA in the different cities and states. We want to say hey to you, to all of our fam, all of our African fam around the world, to our family in Nigeria, our family in Ghana, Uganda, Kenya, you name it, to all of the stations that we are connected with. We want to say hey to Mr. Saji Harmony, Mr. Saji Harmony of MZ Radio London, and then Oak Fields of AP Radio UK, and then our brother, also our other brothers, DJ Jide and DJ Shaggy Tosh there at Salt FM UK, and also DJ Val of Soul Food Gospel there in the UK as well, giving y'all shout outs. We love you very much. Everybody around the globe that's tuned in, we just want to say hey to you, to all the mothers, young and old, happy Mother's Day to you. And tonight's program, what we're doing is we're going to be playing some great music, dedicating it to all the mothers, to all the mothers. We got some good music, different, you know, genres of music that we're going to be bringing on to the women. And we have a great guest, though, that's going to start this off. And the reason for that, not only because he's an awesome brother, whom I dearly love from the bottom of my heart, but he has a great song, oh my God, St. James Presents Soul Kings for the Mamas, and it's been rocking the charts, y'all, all over the world. Special thanks to my brother again, DJ Val of Soul Food Gospel, for really putting it out there. I'm so grateful. He's enjoying the song. They're enjoying the song, and it's been rocking on this station and also making charts as well. And so we're going to be hearing from St. James and about that song, concerning that song, and not only that song, but what's going on, you know, a follow-up of what's going on with the music and everything. And then after that, the first song that's going to kick us off on tonight, y'all, is going to be For the Mamas. And when I tell y'all it's an awesome song, it's awesome. We're going to give it a couple of plays on the mothers, on this Mother's Day show on tonight. So you will hear the song repeated again. It's going to play right after he's done talking with us, and then we're going to be bringing it on again in the middle of the show. So we're going to click him on right now. We're not going to be before you all long, because we know y'all ready to rock, shake, and roll. I think I kind of mixed that up backwards, but it's all the same.
I like it. What's up, girl? What's up, Angel?
Hey.
What's up?
Yes, right? Great intro song. I'm telling you, I'm so glad, bro, to have you back with us.
Oh, thank you.
So I'm going to let you reintroduce yourself and just tell us a little bit about yourself, so for those that don't even know.
My name is St. James. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer, visionary, I guess, CEO of Household Name Entertainment, LLC, all the things that we have to kind of use in order to promote ourselves in this music industry. So, but when I strip all that back down, I'm just a regular guy who loves music like a lot of avid music fans out there from a listening point of view as well as an artist perspective. So I just like great music and great people. So thank you for having me on your show once again. You can check me out on my official website at saintjames.com. That's SaintJamz.com. Thank you so much.
All right. Okay. So now we want to talk a little bit about this song, how you went about it and everything. This for the mamas, I'm telling you, it is rocking charts. And as I stated again, our brother called from the UK, and he was saying how the song was just awesome, and he was already rocking it, you know, on the station over there. And so I'm so grateful that that song is featured not only on the station, but even also on this great Mother's Day show that we're having that's going on tonight. So talk a little bit about this song.
Oh, man, you know, obviously none of us would be here without a mom. So,
yeah, that's true.
Thank you, my mama. You know, my mom, you know, she passed away in 2014. From cancer, stage 4 liver cancer, man, which is some of the worst things someone in this world can experience, dying that way and passing in that manner. So I just want to say that because people are still going through that every day as we speak. You know, cancer is just really amazing how we can find a vaccine for COVID in a year but can't figure out how to cure cancer in 100 years. You know, it's amazing. So it's just I wrote that song back in 2006 and initially, just still on the grind out there selling CDs. It was crazy, man, crazy time in my life. But I always wanted to pay homage to my mom, you know, having me at a young age in the city of Chicago in some of the roughest housing conditions and living the conditions ever, man. Most black people in the 60s went through so much. It's crazy, man. So I know she made her way out of no way a lot of times and stuff, and she can make a good meal out of a little bit of nothing. You know what I mean? So
I know that's
right. I wanted to show her love. And you got to be careful making mama records because they can be real corny if you ain't careful. You know what I mean? So I really wanted to make sure this had some heat to it. So, you know, I recruited a couple of guys in my camp, the great Tone Malone on vocals, my guy KK. And I wanted to bring a little element. You know, I can't sing every song, so I try to find artists to get on the record that I produce, but you know, that's another conversation for another day, sis. But the song is really an ado to moms all over the world, all over the planet. And we know that one day a year just isn't enough for the stuff that women have to put up with, especially with us men and the boys they try to raise to become men, sometimes with a father in the house, and oftentimes without a man around. So it's a tough task for women to try to teach a man how to be a man when it's really a man's responsibility to do that. And unfortunately, especially in black communities, man, the father has been ostracized and often minimized despite his own ability to try to step up and do the right thing, because it's just what it is. You know, it's a a preconceived condition in our community where the black man is not being even able, you know, we keep it real on this show. So I like to talk about the real facts. You know, a lot of brothers not been allowed to be fathers in their homes, man, because, you know, especially if you're dependent on the government to take care of your needs and support you financially, and they tell you that it's not good to have a man around the house. What kind of stuff is that? But that's how it was in those days.
I know.
If the man was caught in the house, you wasn't getting a check, the food stamps, the money to provide for the kids. It was crazy. Why would they not want to reward a black couple for staying together? I always found that to be interesting.
That's true.
So this song is just a dedication to those strong women, no matter what your race is, but particularly sisters in general. As an African-American myself, I want to show love to the black women in this world, man, because I know that y'all got it real tough. So I appreciate y'all. Appreciate you, my mama. Rest in peace, baby. Love always. Thank you for allowing me to express that.
Yeah. And you know what? I feel the same way towards my aunt. My aunt passed away a few months ago of colon cancer. You know, she went through, and she helped raise me. You know, she was my second mom. So I want to say, you know, continue to rest, auntie and mama, you know, because she was aunt and mama, too, at the same time. And then my biological mama, who, thank God, is still breathing. I've been trying to call her.
Okay.
She's busy with her voicemail going on, I guess, full or whatever. So I'm trying to surprise her with some lunch or dinner or something. I'm like, okay, now right. She better get the answer in that phone now. And because with the COVID, you know, she not really having a lot of company in the house. You know how that go. She up in her 70s,
right.
So she like, you know, hey,
smart.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I though. Just said I was going to call her up and, you know, have her something delivered to the house and everything. So happy Mother's Day to them as well. You know, you said something, bro, that made me go way back. I had to go way back when you said about the food stamps and all that stuff and how the mama wouldn't get a check because of the father being there. It was almost like they didn't want the man to be around. And it took me back to the movie, Claudine.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I remember that movie with James Earl Jones, correct?
Yeah.
That movie, yeah, man, it was crazy, man. That's exactly how it's, man, it's insane that they would, you know, when I say they, meaning the government and the system that was providing, you know, a lot of us, man, it put us in situations where we didn't have much coming into the situation. Then you barely give us enough to survive, isn't it? And you want a whole generation to live off of a peanut and then wonder why.
That's true.
Things, I mean, you know, we know that. I don't want to get too political about it, but I think that we have to be philosophical about it because the consequences of that kind of situation has created some of the stuff we're dealing with today, you know, overcrowded prisons full of African-American men and women and impoverished
That's
situations
true.
Where they ain't have a chance to really do anything. And then, but you want them to be successful when the deck is already stacked against them. Come on, man. It's just ridiculous. So yeah, that movie was dead spot on. And yeah, so that's exactly, you know, my plight.
Yeah.
I grew up in that situation with my mom, and she was 15, 14 when she got pregnant, 15 when she had me. Teen pregnancy was even worse then than it is now. It was actually kind of normal back then for young women to be pregnant at that age than it was. Then it obviously now with the it was crazy. It was like, I mean, these days a lot of them cats would have been in prison right now for getting those girls pregnant these days.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right about that because I remember my grandmother telling me down south, you know, it was normal for 16 and 17-year-olds to be pregnant back in those days.
Right.
You know
it
what
was.
I'm saying?
Was
so, crazy. Like you
and
said,
getting
now,
married, too. Someone
they
was
throw
getting,
you.
Someone was getting horses.
No, go ahead. You said they were getting married.
Someone was getting married at that age. It's crazy.
Wow.
16, getting married to a grown man. You know?
Sure was.
So, you know, we made some progress. Yeah, just really not too good. Thinking back.
When you said that, I said dirty, just dirty.
Yeah. I'm going to let you say it. I'm just going to keep on my mouth shut and say what I need to say because, you know, hashtag. I ain't hashtag with you.
What'd you say? I'm going to end up getting in trouble.
Hey. I know, man. Hey, y'all watch what comes out of your mouth these days. I'm just getting started with my career at my age. I don't want to be canceled for saying some stuff I didn't, you know.
Oh, bro, when we get together, I'm telling you, when we get together, oh, my God, it's funny as all get out. I'm telling you. Say, I better watch out for the switch get to coming. I'll be getting the whooping, y'all.
That's right,
Angel on deck on punishment. Angel on deck goes on punishment.
We don't want no trouble.
But for real, though, yeah, they were. Because I have family members that were back then that had children at 15 and 16. And, you know, ain't no shame in my game, but I was pregnant at 16. At 16. Yeah. Seriously, I was.
Mm-hmm.
And my mama wasn't playing that. She was like, oh, no, you're going to finish school. So you already know what went down on that end. But I'm just saying it could have been me, you know, having a child at 15, 16, and with the older dude. You know what I'm saying? I'm 16, he's 24. They could have threw him under the bus, basically.
Yep.
I had to share that because that's going along with what you were saying. You know,
absolutely.
On that note.
It's absolutely you know how we are on this show, transparent and honest. I mean, you know, everybody ain't walking around here perping what you see on social media or on TV or on camera. Man, people got lives and go through stuff, man. So we can't, I don't know why we always get enamored with what we see on screen and forget that behind that is people that's dealing with stuff like everyday people. That's what we are, people. We're human. So I'm cool with it.
Yeah. That's true, because I know my angel wings ain't cocaine white. So.
Cocaine white? What the? Oh, Lord. No, she didn't. Lord. interesting analogy, but I'll take it.
Oh, no. Well, what I mean by that.
Detroit, baby. Detail, let's get it.
when I said that, that means like, you know, pure white.
Pure,
you know,
white.
What
I know, I know. Pure.
Oh my God, y'all know how I do it. You know, I'll say some stuff to have you cracking up laughing, bro.
No. Hey, that, but this show. You can drink milk if you want to. It's your show.
I know that's right. All right. The next thing I want to say, you know, there are a lot of struggling young mothers that, you know, the daddy is not in the home, whether he was murdered or in prison, you know, or maybe he just busted up, you know what I'm saying, and just never
right.
came back. And a lot of women in this day and time is really – struggling, like what word of encouragement would you share to those women?
You know, honestly, I as a man, I can never pretend even begin to know what it's like to be a woman and be a mother and having a child from birth mm-hmm. to raising and child rearing and all of the work that goes in. But I've seen some strong women put up with some a whole bunch of stuff with some kids from, you know, behavior issues, autism, you know, learning disabilities,
yeah.
all that, and still love that child and feed that kid and tolerate their tantrums and all the drama that comes with raising a kid. I would never be able to understand what that's like, sister, or young
yeah.
lady or grown woman. I would never be able
yeah.
to pretend to know that. But I do salute you. I will say that I think if you think about it, a lot of us, man, my mama raised me. I think I turned out pretty damn good, consider all things
yeah.
considered, based upon what she could yeah. do. Now, and there's no blueprint or roadmap to successful parenting women. So don't beat yourself
that's
up
true.
So hard if the kid turns out to be ungrateful and disrespectful and just because that's kind of the culture of our American society
yeah.
these days, lack of respect and culture for people that sacrifice for your well-being. People, a lot of kids have to learn that the hard way these days. We learned that from spankings and discipline, but these kids have to learn from experience and trial and trauma and tragedy, unfortunately. But don't hold your head down. Do the best that you can. There's no blueprint for it. There's no roadmap to say this is how you do it right. It's a bunch of people with opinions.
Yeah.
But trust me, if they had to walk in your shoes, they wouldn't be able to handle it. So salute to you, Mom, and keep doing what you're doing. And hopefully when it's all said and done, when these days like Mother's Day is where the culmination of your effort, it becomes play it on the big stage, and I think that's when you find out what your kids are made of when Mother's Day comes around every year. And one day a year, again, it's just not enough. So keep your head up.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. And, you know, I want to give a shout-out to my daughters. Happy Mother's Day to you both, Erica mm-hmm. and LaTanya. Awesome. They're awesome mothers. I'm so proud of them, especially my daughter, LaTanya. She will be graduating this Friday coming up. She will be officially a RN. And, you know, she has two children. And it wasn't easy going to the university. I mean, she went through, but she made it, you know, and she's going to be walking across that stage. She came over the other day and showed me her cap. She had her cap design at the top. And, I mean, it's beautiful. It is. I cannot wait to do pictures and to see her, you know, get that degree. You know what I'm saying? So happy
yes, ma'am.
Mother's Day to
yes.
them. And I want to
awesome.
Share, too, real briefly. Sometimes it's not easy being a single mother. With me, you know, my children's dad was murdered, you know what I'm saying, when they were very little. And coming up, it was kind of rough bringing them up. You know, I brought them up the best way I can. They never lacked. You know what I'm saying? I'm not down and out, you know, government stuff like that. But I never had to go to that with them. You know what I'm saying? Money-wise was good. you know, of bringing them up, but I still had rough times and I did go through. But thank God for my dad, you know what I'm saying, who's resting in peace, who was there, you know what I'm saying, to be a dad to where my kids didn't even call him granddad. They call him dad, you know what I'm saying, because that's who they knew that was there from birth, you know what I'm saying, and he was talk to them and pray with them and instill wisdom in them, and I appreciate that, and even to the day, my children tell me that. So I want to say I had help, you know what I'm saying, I really did. I had help from some family members that helped me, especially when it came to talking about the men problems, you know what I'm saying, personal things as they were growing. I was like, Dad, you got to have that talk, you know what I'm saying, or I will call on my brothers, you know, I need you to come and say something, you know what I'm saying, even though I shared what I knew because I'm a woman that dealt with men, you know what I'm saying, but yeah, I felt that they needed to hear that man, you know, talk about certain things where they can be comfortable, because you know young boys that ain't comfortable talking about sex and you know what I'm saying, and erections and things.
That's why they say it takes a village to raise a kid these days. It takes a village. That's how it used to be, village mentality. You know, we more than just mom and dad, it's the village that raises the kid. And so we've gotten away from that, and we need to get back to that. But, yeah, go ahead, sister.
Yeah, so that part I had help in. So I just want to say, too, to the mothers that's, you know, having some struggles and going through, you can't do it. You know, you don't let nobody tell you you're not a perfect mother. You're perfect to that child, and there's no such thing as really a perfect parent, because we fall and we make mistakes, and it's sometimes we may not make the best judgments on everything, but we try our best, you know what I'm saying, to love on our children the best way we know how, and to appreciate them. And even when they fall, we don't tear them down. You encourage them and you speak life to them, you know, even when it seems bad. And I just thank God that when I did those things, you know, I did the best I could. And I'm looking at it now with four of my children that are grown with children of their own. And they are doing, to me, in my eyes, wonderful. You know what I'm saying? Than a lot of people that I saw kids out killing and in jail and selling drugs and stuff. I thank God, knocking on wood, that I had not have to go through that. I didn't have to go through them being on drugs and, you know, gang banging. And even though, you know, one of them was familiar with gangs, but he wasn't banging and all of that. And I never had to get a phone call about in prison or in jail or stealing. So I thank God for that. That's something to be grateful for. You know what I'm saying? And so I just thank God for you, St. James, because that song is a awesome song. I cannot wait to rock it for everybody to hear. But you know that it's been rocking the charts. It has made the top 10. And we still going to rock it. Even after Mother's Day, the song
That's
will
right.
still continue to rock, because to me, Mother's Day should be every day. Because
that's
as
right.
you stated at the beginning of the show, that without a woman, none of us would be here.
You're right about that.
So,
There's only been one Immaculate Conception as far as I'm concerned.
I know that's right. That's all I know too, bro. That's,
and my name ain't Jesus.
I know that's right. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is, and I'm just grateful for the mothers. I'm grateful even for the, I want to throw out here this too, for the praying mothers, you
that's
know,
right.
because I know my, you know, even for the grandmothers, you know what I'm
right.
saying, that a lot of them prayed, because I know mine
Not
stayed
a,
praying and crying out, because I was something
and
else.
My grandmama, shit, my grandmama raised me, if it wasn't for her, my mama did her, she was too young, you know, when you're young, a baby raising a baby don't work
yeah.
that well, so my grandmama ended up taking the reins most of the time anyway,
yeah.
which is who I got my
yeah,
musical talent from, my grandma. That's why I ended up loving music and singing, because my grandma was raising me, she's always singing and at church and also around the house and playing
yeah.
all the records and stuff, so. Thank you, Grandma.
Wow.
Love her, too.
Wow. I'm telling you, let me tell you something. She did a wonderful job, because, honey, you be throwing down. I'm telling you, every time I look out, it's another song, another song. I'm like, wow. Whoa, he is really getting them in. And it's awesome. It's awesome. Every song, I'm telling you, I want to say a couple of nights ago, you know, my cousin Wayne, she came over and she spent a couple of nights with me. And we were playing music and everything. And, I mean, your songs came up and I had a whole list of them. And I said, wow, it sounds like we in concert. We got you here in concert and you really not physically here, but...
That's what's up. Hey, I appreciate the love. You've been showing me love since we met, and, you know, the Love Fest is awesome, man, and it's real. So, you know, you've been there for me just musically and personally and, you know, off the station and everything. Just a really great soul, and, you know, you deserve the best of everything. Happy Mother's Day to you as well, you know, and
yeah,
proud of you and your family, your daughters raising the beautiful girls and into really strong black women. It's a very important thing in this country, man, for the empowerment of our sisters and just our people in general. So just the love is more, so much greater than hate, man, loving each other. I like that. I appreciate you for that.
Yes. Well, I'm going to tell you, you rock as well, brother, and I just thank God for you. You know what I'm saying? Because you are a great inspiration in my life and a great encourager as well, because there's been times where, I don't know, it's been, I don't want to get emotional because sometimes I do get emotional. My voice getting kind of shaky, tears trying to, you know,
right,
come down. But
right,
it's the truth. When I say things, I mean it by the bottom of my heart. But it's been times that you didn't even know that I was, like, going into a bad place. You know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm,
I just felt like giving up, seriously.
Wow.
And you know
wow
what I'm talking about. You know
yeah
what I'm saying? And you would say
yes,
some
man
things to me that would just bring life, you know what I'm saying, like through the phone almost, you know, it would just bring life. And after we would talk and laugh and everything, I would think about those words that you say to me, and I would just get up and be like, you know what, Angel, yeah, you got to do this and you got to do that. And then when I listen to your music and the music, not only the words, but the beat and everything, it lets me feel like, wow, it's going to get greater.
That's
to
right
press harder.
Get better.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That God has a greater purpose, and he has people still in the rear that I haven't even met, haven't even seen yet. And so I'm
That's
just
right
excited about that, you know, when we talked about the video and all that, which we're preparing to do, you know, now. And I just thank God for you, because you have been there as really a blood brother, a biological brother.
Wow.
You have been there.
That's what's
and
up.
I just want
yeah
to take this platform to just say I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? And I just thank God for you as well. So thank God for your mom, you know, giving birth, you know, to you, even though it was at a young age, but while she birthed out a king. And I thank God, you know, for you as well. So in saying that, what's been going on real briefly before we're done with the music? Tell us a little bit about what's going on and what should we be looking for?
Just so much going on right now. I have the St. James Presents artist that I produced. I'm putting out we have the current record, Suck It Up with Rena Lynn, still really gaining momentum and just starting to get started. These songs really haven't been out that long. Independently, I could probably promote these records well over a year or more, and it'd be not
yeah
a big deal. Obviously, for the Mama song, is Soul Kings is, like I said, the culmination of my guys that I produce, and we work right together and produce records together on my team. I got my pops' records we're just getting all his content together and all of his backstory stuff together. And then we're going to be launching his project called The Simple Man, POPC.
Okay.
Just so many, you know. Plus, I got all my original stuff. I'm about to put a whole 6-song EP out of just nothing but original, because everybody's got me pegged for Remake King. They's calling me the Remake guy now, so that's fine. I'm cool. I'll take it.
Oh yes, oh my.
You know, on the throwback to covers, hit a milestone today, 1.7 million streams, and on his way to 2 million. Independently, that's great, man, out of my pocket. I'm talking shoestrings and bubblegum. I mean, strings and bubble gum in my pocket budget. So, you know what I mean? And just being able to do it, man, is just a blessing. And what else? It's just working, man, trying to get my label off the ground. And just I'm working like everybody else out there. I possibly might be on tour with some successful artists, maybe opening up with some few people that name known now, well-named people or known people. So, you know, I think my live show, people ready to see me get out and do some live stuff, which is cool. I'm excited about the possibility. Got to put together my paperwork now. Other than that, just at home, trying to find time to stay in my hot tub. You know, they're keeping me out of my hot tub. You know, I'm always in that mud. That's my fountain of youth.
Yeah, so, I know.
Man.
Wow, that's awesome. I'm telling you, the weather is trying to pick up here. It's trying, but right now we've been in having a lot of rain, and it's been in the 50s, so it's been kind of chilly.
Oh, right. Okay. Wow, okay.
Yeah, we had one day where it was 81, and then after that, we right back putting on the heat again. So I said, oh, my God. Then they say tomorrow we're supposed to have a lot of rain. And it's supposed to be in the low 50s. So we'd be glad when the weather will pick up. So you are blessed where you got nice weather and you can be in your pool and all of that while we sit here with heat on still.
California, baby. You know, hey, relocate. Relocate.
I know.
Relocate.
I know, right?
Relocate.
Oh, wow. Well, is there anything you would like to say before we end this part of the segment, before we start going into the music?
Just everybody, it's been a rough year. You know, this pandemic is far from over. You see what's going on in India. So it's COVID-19 related. So you know this thing is not over. I mean, the vaccines are probably giving people a sense of relief, but at the same time, not everybody's been able to do that vaccine without any side effects or issues. So let's be respectful and mindful of that. But that's been a tough year for everybody. Take a deep breath, find your happy place, go to it.
That's true.
And try to decompress and regroup and snap out of this cloud of funk we've been in under. And I ain't talking about funk music. It's just been real crazy. People out here doing some crazy stuff. Stop. Just let's focus on,
they are.
You know, loving those that are around you and appreciating everything. This Mother's Day should be a great, great day for a lot of people. Some people's moms no longer here. Some of them people close to me lost their moms. This last man's been crazy. So I'm just so excited about being able to just show love through song. To people, to the mothers out there, man, I just want to stay positive with it. But nonetheless, there is some reality issues here. There's some negative stuff going on in our world, in our country, and all over the planet. And our planet is suffering. You know, it's, come on, y'all.
That's
we got to do better as a human race, man. So I love all you guys out there. Appreciate the support on the music. But when the music stops, life still goes on, and we got to continue to
do
better as a nation, as a country, and as a planet. And thank you, Tanya, once again, and Miss Angel, for everything you do to contribute to some positive energy going out through the airwaves. God bless you.
Yes. God bless you, too, bro. Well, I thank you for being a part of this great Mother's Day celebration. And I'm telling you, we're going to be hearing the song for the mamas and to everybody that is tuning in. As you keep listening to all the mothers out there, we want to say, God bless you all. Happy Mother's Day, and enjoy the music. And then we're going to come back before the end of the show to say our see you later. I never like to say goodbyes, but I like to say see you later. So until then, y'all sit back, enjoy the music. And this song that you about to hear that's going to rock and start this Mother's Day show is St. James Presents Soul Kings for the Mamas. And we'll be back in a little while.